Alright, time for another draftphysics.com, debatephysics.com also. But, you know, again, the debaters are just so lame. Ugh, it's pathetic. Pathetic. Alright, anyway, so there was this one junk comment, okay. You're implying gyroscopes don't work in space. So, no, I didn't imply any such thing. I pointed out how, you know, they detect gravity, they do some things quite useful in space. What I stated was, if you're in zero gravity, okay, then you're not going to be able to orient to any position. So you could start with your gyroscope in any position, and then I guess you could, you know, fly around. But it wouldn't do you much good if you don't account for gravity. Because then any changes you make to your direction won't be compensated by you understanding that the gyroscope tends to orient to gravity. It's just a fact. So if you're not aware of gravity, you're going to be in trouble. Anyway, so then he, I presume, is the same idiot who would give a shit. So your assertions about gyroscopes in space is hilarious. So my assertion is what? You can use it as a navigational tool. But again, say if you're leaving Earth's gravity, the pressure the gyroscope is putting, okay, based on, say you turn left. Well, now there's more gravity on the edge of the bearing. Again, it's about the bearings of the gyroscope. And if you're leaving gravity and your gravity is getting weaker and weaker, well, that amount of pressure it's putting on is getting less and less. So if you don't understand that that's happening, you won't know that you're really turning, you know, that your turn wasn't as much of a turn or less of a turn. So if you don't know what gravity you're in, it's not going to work. Yeah, okay. You seriously think that spaceships are only orienting themselves towards the nearest source of gravity? I'm saying that the only way we use them is obviously in that context. We don't go somewhere where there isn't any gravity, moron. Okay? So, you know, fuck you. This is just bullshit. Just how dumb are you? So again, it's, you know, what's the use of this trash talking? Right? You want to make some kind of video about gyroscopes? I wouldn't mind watching it. But, I mean, it's a little bit complicated, right? I mean, the whole idea is, look, you're at some point drawing it. It's just a device that orients itself. It has a position and spinning. So it'll stay in that position, all right? But if you, like I said, if you change the gravity, the position will change. So gravity changes the position, but also any movement you do changes, okay, in the sense that your motion, the gyroscope, will react to it, all right? And the whole idea of a gyroscope is to keep the gyroscope from wobbling and spinning and doing all kinds of crap it would do if you didn't stop it from doing that because of the motion you've given the bearing. So that's the whole idea, is you're constantly compensating to keep the gyroscope in one direction. And all of those compensations, if you add it up mathematically, it'll tell you exactly how much you've turned one way or how much you've turned the other way, where you are in orientation to where you started from. And so that's its value. But again, it only has value if you know what the gravity is that's also affecting the motion of the gyroscope. I don't know if there's a simple way to explain it, so I won't bother trying, but I'm just saying, what's this? This crap. Okay, you want to put fucking words in people's mouth? What's the point of it, moron? Ugh, god damn. Are you saying that gyroscopes aren't affected by gravity? That doesn't change? That gyroscopes have to orient themselves to gravity? They don't really have a choice? Because of the fact that it changes the weight distribution on the bearing, and that changing the weight distribution on the bearing changes the, you know, converts the momentum of the gyroscope into momentum in terms of movement of the entire gyroscope. I mean, that's the whole point of it. All right. Well, anyway. All right. Secondary comment. I don't think there's any other comments, frankly. Nothing useful. You know, people are morons, blah, blah, blah. There's no videos worth mentioning. So the Brozo video. So, you know, he did a semi-civil video, but the comment section's just full of crap. And, yeah, so where do you go with this? You know, he just makes all these accusations. Somehow I'm afraid to do experiments. No, I'm not afraid. They're time-consuming, and I'm under-equipped, as I've explained before. I have very little space to work with. You know, I can't leave something on the table and play with it for a week. I can't do it in the other room. You know, there's none of that. All right, so it's just really inconvenient. And then, frankly, I don't have the tools. I don't have drill presses and lathes and all kinds of stuff to manufacture anything I want. There's just really no point in doing the experiment shitty. And you don't seem to understand that, okay? And you're proving it with your experiments. You've done a bunch of shitty experiments. You've gotten shitty, inconclusive results. And so you're just demonstrating how it just makes noise. So you think it's a good idea to make a bunch of noise. I mean, you know, and you're saying I have some lack of confidence. No, I'm completely confident you're going to be proved to be what you are, a noise-making asshole. Somebody who just got in the fucking way of progress. That's all you are. You're a blight on human civilization. Okay? You're not some sort of asset. You're not doing anything good here. And you're so dishonest because you don't even admit how poor and poor quality your experiments are, how marginal they are in their results, how just changing little tiny things and you know that the results are completely different. I know it from doing the experiments, okay? I just mess around a little tiny bit and I can get any result I want. So this is all bullshit from you, okay? If you don't have a scrutinizable experiment, what's the fucking point? And again, you show your own hypocrisy when you sit there and point out how the Mythbusters did a mismeasurement that couldn't possibly be true because the results were frankly consistent with one theory and not the other theory, and perfectly consistent. And if they had made the error, they still are inconsistent with your theory. So that then you'd have to explain how they got an ambiguous result. It's not a complicated enough experiment for an ambiguous result. I mean, you're such a fucking hypocrite to talk this trash about my intentions. Then he brings up the like some sort of little joke about the FBI. This is not something you should be talking about, butthole, with your fucking lifestyle. You know, your creepy little friends. You know, maybe you should be under somebody's scrutiny, you little fuck. Anyway, so just, you know, just talks this stupid, pointless trash. Yeah, such a waste of time. But anyway, so if you want to talk trash in my comment section about Brozo or his perverse friends, is, you know, essentially, look, frankly, there's no other way to describe. These are not people that should be monitoring children. Okay, these defectives who think they're just fine. Fuck. You know, the character defects in these fucking morons. Ugh, it's disgusting. So anyway, yeah, you want to talk shit about these people? I'll publish it for you. All right, but there's no point in trying on YouTube, frankly, because you can't. I mean, I tried to publish one little paragraph in my own video, and you can't do it. You have to talk YouTube speak. Who the fuck wants to bother? I mean, apparently you can't say welfare, you can't say whore, you can't say molester, you can't say anything. All right, so there's no words that are permitted on YouTube. So I don't even know why people even bother. Ugh. It's just, you know. Anyway. So that's it. Yeah, fuck this. I'll go back to, you know, look, the point is I'm, frankly, I have a whole entire unification theory, Brozo. I'm not, this isn't, this KE argument is just one of many arguments, and it's like the two-slit experiment, the rest of them. The facts have already been demonstrated. You've made no counter-argument to any of the arguments I've made about all the inaccuracies of Feynman's description of the experiment. The whole Al-Khali, all these people, they all just make up complete bullshit in terms of they don't get any of the facts right, and you goddamn know it, and so you're just such a lying, hypocrite, duplicitous piece of shit to talk about like there's anything to defend in the conventional theory. It's just not there. You can't quote Leibniz. Go ahead, quote me some soliton and monad bullshit about how he knew what the fuck he was talking about when it comes to understanding the universe, you fucking retard. I mean, to keep defending this fucking horse shit, this undefendable, unreasonable, illogical, completely superfluous and useless redefinition of energy. So explain how Descartes was wrong and Galileo was wrong and Newton was wrong. Go ahead, explain how there was some obvious experiment that right in front of them proved that it was mv squared. Again, do you really think if I drop something from four times the height that it lands with four times the velocity, or that it lands with four times the weight? Do you really think so, idiot? Again, drop something on a scale and see how it really works, fucktard. Ugh. So anyway, this whole idea that I have some little notion in my head that I'm doing this for some fake reason. No, I'm completely 100% confident I am right and you are a lying sack of deplorable shit. Okay, I have no doubt about that. You fucking cunt. Alright. You stanky fucking cunt. Your shit talk. Fuck you. The end and such. Alright. So, till the next time. This has been at DraftPhysics.com. DebatePhysics.com also, but again, the debate always just is dragged into the gutter by these ass wipes. These cheap, shitty people who can't make a physics, fucking physics argument. You know, they just can't do it. Quote mine and bullshit. That's all they have.